Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
You
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called A Fiery Destruction of Christianity, The Great Beats, the Roman Catholic Church Teaching. We're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us and get something going on. Another episode, special edition called Thursday Evening. And we're going to look on the international side and see exactly who all in the room. And it reads, all the slots are spilt. Of 195 international countries have got them a seat in for take number 66. Clashing out of New York, 104019. Well, one thing about it, Foxtail have been letting the curtain have went up. It's all about now organizing, see, Ray. Ain't but one thing to do but organize. You well received all of the known world. So that's why when he would say what time it is, because clearly they know what time it is by having a computer audience of a 104019. Nope, said we're going to bring the tails in and get the short broadcast going. And when you, well, see, you know why you got a short broadcast, because you leave out the other 17 nations. Oh, okay, I hear you. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, go, Mr. Tills. Yahqua be with you there, C. Royal.
And Yahqua bless you, Brother C.S. Royal, C. Royal. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Well, the WCC said the reason why you know you're short of an hour because you got to include the 17 nations in your talk. Well, we'll do the best we can in time to come. When you find some on you, we'll put some there. Mr. Tibb got another fine, fine audience. 195 international country. They slotted in. 104019 is flashing out of New York, New York. What you got to tell this national audience that you're on the clock? Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like this is the largest attendance we've had in quite some time. I'd like to commend that. It looks like we have 104,019 people that came to hear the words of Yahqua. And you know what? With the time that we have allowed, that's exactly what we're going to hear, the words of Yahqua, as it surely should be spoken from the Bible. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Currently, we're still working on our website address, and we will keep the members informed when it's up and running. In the meantime, for our live program, when you get ready to get into our live program, this is where we're doing all the talking of Yahqua's Word, open up any search engine on any one of your systems that you might have. Type in three words, Yahqua Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click that red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We currently have a couple of email addresses that the members can use to ask questions. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh. YSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Anyway, we're glad to announce that it seems that a lot of people have been paying attention to the announcement that we have been making. Do not call the seer during the program time. I have to commend you on that, because now you can pay more attention to Yahqua's Word, which we're all here to hear. And doing that, let me give you the numbers that you can call to stay in touch with our ministry. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224 800-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Current program time repeated will be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Once again, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. One other note, we're also making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our seer, Israel. And once again, before we do, we'd like to commend all those numbers that had previous numbers from the seer that did pay attention to our broadcast on not calling him during broadcast time. Really appreciate that. Yahuwah bless you. At this particular time, we'll turn our program back to our seer, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there. How you, Mr. Tiff? Well, one thing about it, if you take care of Yahuwah's business, everything will take care of itself. That's simple as that. So everything is a go. And we're going to talk about a couple of these memos we got. We had a slight conversation with Paul Krause Jr. that have taken over for his parents. I didn't know his parents. That was to see. I didn't pay that no mind. But he said he's in the driver's seat now. Him and his wife, they're in the driver's seat now. And they want to see where they can help the Christians pastors to get injustice for all. Pretty good. And the pastors, we want to make sure they heard them, but we want to make sure they are legit too. So we'll see if we find Brother Yahuwah Israel and see if we find out more about Pastor Cliff C-L-I-F-T Davis, and he over there in a place in New Jersey, and over here in Orlando, Todd Triplett, T-Y-E-T-R-I-P-D-T-T. And I want to hear about this big dignitary, A.R. Bernard Sr., because Paul Krause Jr. says he really wants to see the better welfare in the ground. Well, we're going to take a look at a few things on that subject matter and see what's going on, what you're saying out of New York, working on Brother Yahuwah's microphone. Oh. Okay. You working on Brother Yahuwah's microphone? Okay. All right. So until that time comes, I think we'll see what we can do. Until that time comes. Yeah, we're going to talk about the pastors. The pastors. We want to talk about the pastors. That's what we want to talk about, the pastors. That's what we want to talk about, the pastors. Yeah. No, we won't do. We're going to talk about Pastor Cliff Davis and Ty. We're going to talk about Christian pastors and T.D. Jakes. And T.D. Jakes, the Christian pastor. We're going to talk about that. The Christian pastors and their point of view on how they're going to solve the issue injustice of black and brown peoples. That's right. So we're going to find out what we can get going on. Alrighty. So, when you think it out, New York, okay. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahshua Israel, Yahshua be with you, El Sin Roy.
Yahshua bless you, say Israel. El Sin Roy. Hallelujah. Yahshua.
Hallelujah, Brother Yahshua Israel. Well, they should have got some pretty good pastors. They and Paul Krause Jr. I didn't know that his parents had deceit. I didn't know that. I guess I didn't pay that no mind. But last time I remember communicating with them, it was about Harold Lindsay and doing a debate on TVN years ago. So I guess I forgot all about them. But now if they'll pop their head back up in the present Paul Krause Jr. And he got some pastors that is willing to see what they can do. And I need to know, although we did get to talk on the line, on the conference line, but I want to make sure they are legit pastors. Can you look up Cliff Davis and tell me C-L-I-F-T Davis and Todd Triplett and the big dignitary, A. R. Bernard Sr. That's big dignitary. Let me see what we can hear on them there, Brother Yahshua Israel. So we're going to let you have it before we get stressed out. You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. One second on that, see ya.
Okay. Yeah, Cliff C-L-I-F-T Davis and Todd Triplett coming out of Orlando. They want to really help the black and brown, and they feel that the black and brown is not getting a decent share. So Paul Krause Jr., he's going to give him a platform and, you know, to express what can be done. And T.D. Jakes, Thomas Dexter. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear a little from there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What you working with while we drink a little of this herbal tea there? Come out.
So far, I haven't ran down anything.
Well, maybe they're not a zit then. How about A.R. Bernard Sr.? Can you pull up A.R. Bernard Sr.? Can you pull up A.R. Bernard Sr.? I need to hear about A.R. Yeah, you got some on A.R.? A.R. Bernard Sr. Okay, he be good enough.
Let me see what we got here.
And what you got on him there, probably that guy, okay? A.R. Bernard Sr. What you got on him? Mm-hmm. And remember one thing, the broadcast tomorrow will be on at 7:30. Our time is 7:30, so now time has been cut short for the WCC. Yeah, why do you keep saying time cut short? All you got to do is include everybody, then you get your grace out. Yeah, I hear you, WCC. Well, 7:30 tomorrow, we'll be on the network at 7:30. And how long will you go on the time of tell it? So, A.R. Bernard Sr., that's what I wanted. How about it? You got it up there, Brother Yahshua Israel? Should I talk a little bit more?
Yeah, they are.
All righty. Let's hear something about A.R. Bernard Sr.
I'm looking at an article entitled A.R. Bernard.
Yeah, and not only that, when he gets through, and not only that, look and hit his wealth. I need to know what is he worth? You know, hit his network. How much is he worth? Can he give me all that before we go get stressed out a little bit? So one thing about it, sometimes you can have the reason why you say what you say. We got to take a look at your bank account. Let's see what you worth too. Come on.
I'm reading an article entitled A.R. Bernard, Sr., and it reads, born August the 10th, 1953, is the pastor of the Christian Cultural Center, megachurch in Brooklyn, New York. In November 1979, A.R. Bernard, Sr. left a 10-year career with a major New York bank institution. Together with his wife, Karen, went into full-time ministry. Was started as a small storefront church in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, has grown into a 37,000-plus member church that sits on an 11.5-acre campus in Brooklyn, New York. He is founder and CEO of the Christian Culture Center.
And what is his network there, Brother Yakutayev? What is A.R. Bernard Sr.? What is his network?
A.R. Bernard network is an American spiritual leader and life coach and who has a net worth of $5 million.
He ain't heavy as what is the network of Thomas Dexter, Dex? What is his network? That's all. I mean, what's the difference between T.D. Jakes and Thomas Dexter? His network. What is Thomas Dexter, network? Jakes. What is network here, bro? Y'all know it, huh?
One second there.
Because we got a memo that he gave an illustration about Christ, how he got his back all whooped out. He was giving an illustration, but he gave an illustration based upon Esau and his five sons getting their back whooped. So he gave an illustration saying how that he was honoring, civil rights leader. The civil rights leader back in the 60s, he was honoring them, how they was, a lot of water was thrown on them, and he was giving an illustration how they whooped him real good back in the 60s. And then he gave an illustration, according to what I'm hearing, and his memo saying he gave an illustration about how they whooped Jesus Christ back. But the only thing about it, that Jesus Christ, they whooped, that he put on national television, where I'm hearing, he looked, the man was had his back whooped. He had a facial of Esau and his five sons. And the Bible don't support that. So we want to investigate that. Why would you put a picture up there? You could have continued to talk about how Jesus Christ had his back whooped. But why would you put a picture up there based upon him by Esau and his five sons? Let's find what your network is in the Christian belief for you to put a white man in his back whoops. Because like I said again, in history, there's nowhere I can see that I can read what any white man or white woman got their back whoops for the brown-skinned people. I can't read that in history nowhere, where they got their back whooped. They might have got put in jail, but not their back whooped. What you working with, Baliak Guy Israel?
I'm looking at an article entitled T.D. Jakes' Net Worth. And it reads, as of 2021, T.D. Jakes' net worth is estimated to be roughly $20 million.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, you know?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. This is called a special edition called Thursday evening. And can you bring up that article about Michigan State Capitol one more time? I wanna kind of extend on that a little bit. Michigan State Capitol. What happened to Michigan State Capitol, Brother Yahdai? Can we hear a little bit more of that? You on the clock, come on. Michigan State Capitol. What happened there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I read an article that's entitled one second, that's here.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Michigan State. See, now all of those that are in the room, and this is a jam-packed room, too, 104019 on the international side. So y'all can put up the Michigan State Capitol. What happens? We want to see what happens. Because they did say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Because, see, sometimes when you start feeling in your pocket, enough can be enough. What they got out there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in Michigan State Capitol?
I read an article entitled Stop the Steal. Protesters rally at Michigan Capitol in Lansing. And it reads, hundreds of protesters gathered on the Michigan Capitol lawn on Wednesday ahead of a lawmakers' meeting in Washington, D.C. to count and certify the state electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election. People waved the American flag, Trump flag, largely went without masks as worship music played and speakers took to the steps of the state house. Many have sided with messages such as stop the steal, election, as phony as COVID, and other sentiments calling out Michigan leaders on both sides of the aisle, including Senator Majority Leader Mike Shirky, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jason Benson, and Attorney General Dana Nasio. Their core message, though, was unclear. Take your mask off. It's a bunch of crap, said one protester. Another protester who would only identify himself as Rod claimed Americans were losing their country to communists and that they can only get it back with the Bible.
Oh, and they only get it back, and you only can get it back with the Bible. That's part out over there. What did they call that COVID-19 and 20 and what they called it before they called it a bunch of crap? Back up a little bit. They called it something else before they called it a bunch of crap. Back up a little bit there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and they said missing something like a $3 bill or something in that line. You know what they say again? They say what's going on is something like what they say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let me hear a little bit more.
It reads, many have signed with messages such as stop the steal, election, as phony as COVID, and other sentiment calling out Michigan leaders.
Ain't that something? As phony as COVID. As phony as COVID. He said, listen, he said, all you got to do is go in the Bible and show you that it is phony as COVID. It is as phony as it can get. Yes, people are dying all over. You know why they're dying? Because one thing about it, if I want to get rid of somebody, a people, what is the best thing for me to do? I'm going to give it somebody. You look at what they love the most. What they love the most is beans, rice, chicken, and cow. So I got four things to work with. Beans, rice, chicken, and cow. So I know on every meal they're going to have is chicken and cow. So if I want to start causing you a problem, and I know that the majority of the people, they love them some chicken and some cow. That's where I will focus in on if I want to. And when you do the research for the chicken and the cow, and you find out it wasn't in Yahuwah's creation, the chicken and the cow and the beans and the rice is a starch product. It's a starch product. And you know when you kind of get your pants all good and right, you dress right, you spray some starch on it, and it's sticking it up real good. Now imagine, exactly. So when somebody bring you beans, rice, chicken, and steak, and you might put some spaghetti and macaroni too with it, and as soon as you put the plate on the table, turn the light off and take a brick and hit me right side of my head. Because that's exactly what you just said to me. You might as well turn the light off and take a brick and just smack me side my head with what I'm getting ready to put in consume. Because that's the point, Steve Reagan. It's easy to get at you because what we do, we react. We never are proactive to anything. So now, let's see what was said in the book of Adam and Eve behind what you just got through reading there, brother Yahweh Israel. Yeah, all that is phony as a $3 bill because the bottom line is, if I got time to take you to another level, let's go to Adam and Eve 57, 7 through 10. Tell me what to say there, brother Yahweh Israel. Adam and Eve 57, 7 through 10.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse number 7 through 10 reads. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse number 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule. I am king over you, because you have hearkened to me and has transgressed against your Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse number 8. Again he said, so much as we do not know the date agreed upon with you by your Yahweh, nor the hour which thou shalt be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon thee and your seed after thee. Verse number 9. This is our will and our good pleasure, that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our orders in heaven. Verse 10, for as to our bone, O Adam, it is in the burning fire. We will not cease our evil doing, no, not one day, nor one hour. And I, Adam, shall sow fire upon thee when thou comest into the cave to dwell there.
And we, as a people, I know the speech that we as a people, we have a tendency to air our concerns to, before you read 64, let's go to 58. We, as a people, I forgot who made the speech up, we as a people. Psalm 58. 2 down to verse 10. Help me out there, brother Yahweh Israel. We're trying to get a little something, get a little foundation in, and I'm going to work my way around to the Christian pastors after we lay a little foundation. So now, the Christian pastors, they're going to take their concerns to Junior, Paul Krauss Jr. So now, those that now know how to work their computers all, now you got to look up Paul Krauss Jr. and see what role do he play now with the Christian leaders on resolving the problem of they call it the black and brown injustice. So he says, I don't know, but I'm willing to help. Now, that's what he said. He said he don't know, but he's willing to help. Now, that's pretty good. That's good. Pretty good statement. And that's a pretty good statement. We're going to Psalm chapter 58, 2 through 10, there, Brother Yaj Guy Israel, and still be working with it. 58, 2 down to verse 10 says what?
The book of Psalm chapter 58, verse number 2 through 10 reads, book of Psalm 58, verse number 2. Yea, in mind you work wickedness. You weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. Verse number 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Verse 4. They're poison like the poison of a serpent. They're like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. Verse 5. Which would not hearken to the voice of charming never so wisely. Verse 6. Break their teeth, O Yahuwah, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Yahuwah. Verse 7. Let them melt away as water which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. Verse number 8. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Verse 9. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. Verse 10. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked.
Take that, son. That's big talk to him. What happened in verse 5 again, that brother out there, Israel? That's big talk for them. So he's saying that the righteous is going to wipe their feet in the blood of the wicked. Now, that's what David was told by the minister of spirit. He said, I'm telling you something, David. It's not in your days, but sooner or later, the righteous is going to wipe their feet on the blood of the wicked. And you know that's what it says, WCC? What it say? Well, look what it says in verse 5. What it says in verse 5?
The book of Psalm 58, verse 5. Who should not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely.
Now, what do you mean by we won't hearken to the voice of charmers? Charmers is those that you bring your calls to, pastor A.R. Bernard and Todd Trickman and Cliff Davis. You bring your concerns to trauma to them, and they just listen at you and see where they can help you. But what you have to do if you really want to for them to help you, then the first thing we found out in the book called, in the history of the Michigan State Capitol, he said all the answers lies in the book. See, everything lies in the book, Steve. See, now we have to understand that the Bible is right. Thomas Dexter, he done an illustration pertaining to the civil rights movement, according to what I'm hearing in the memos, that and shown that Esau back got put real good, but you show one guy with the water hose on him and the dogs biting, but you show another picture and millions of people just seen the picture you shown, and we just got through showing soundly that all you guys do is go to what an article we read yesterday, Brother Yahdai Israel, we read an article yesterday by the Borgia family, by Miriam Johnson, and Miriam Johnson in 1984, she read, and she and who else? And Maurice Hunt, The Divine Face of Four, on page 18, they tell you the makings of the Borgias and how the Borgia family knocked off the dark-skinned peoples of Spain and Portugal and taking over their land in these books, and hired Leo da Vinci and the, what his name is, the Pope, the sixth Pope of Rome, had his second son to be the face of the picture we're going to conquer in, and he's going to be called the model for the Prince of Peace. So the Prince of Peace is Caesar Borgia, and his father is the Pope of Rome that was called the God on Earth. And the history out of these two books saying that they conquered a land in 1240, reconquest of a territory of a dark-skinned Judah called the Jew. So that's their history. How they conquered the land? By violence, deception, and deceit. So that's what I did see right now. You can go in these two books and pull these books up and start reading page 88, 163, and page 18. You start reading these books, and you start saying that the one that we've fallen down and worshiping come from murder, deceit, and taking over land. So that's the one we worship. And then you got this $20 million pastor going to give an illustration about the white man receiving all these lashes on his back. And that's the part that's not right. You could have told your story without showing a white man getting his back whooped, because the white man ain't never got his back whooped for you. Huh? And plus, the one that you're betraying is not white. Not according to the Bible. We're going to take a look at what he looked like according to the Bible. So see, when you do things, and then these pastors all got together, these Christian pastors, need to know a little bit more history about where Christian came from. And the origin read last night, the earliest you can get Christian even started as a legal document was Constantine in 321 A.D. In 321 A.D., he become the father of Jesus Christ in the Greek, Christo, whatever they call it, in the Greek, in 321 A.D. That's the earliest you can get the start of Christianity. But then he told John in 96 A.D., he said, John, I want you to do something for me. He said, what that? I'm going to send my messenger spirit down there, and I want you to, maybe he came down. Yeah, maybe he did come down. Because it was 63 years later, because when John seen him 63 years later, that was Yahweh the Son came down. So he came down personally to tell John something. And we go on and see exactly what he did by looking at 1, 2, 3, and we'll pick at verse 9 down to verse 17. Now, this is Yahweh himself, so he didn't even trust the ministering spirit to take care of his business. So he ain't taking care of his business. Let's read exactly what he did. Let's see exactly what he wants John to put in his book in 96 A.D. by reading Revelation 1:1, 1, 2, 3, 9 through 17. Let's see what he personally came down and told John, tell the ministry spirit, now I got this. I'm going to take care of this. Let's see what he got. 1, 2, 3, 9 to 17. That's enough talking for me. You on the clock, Brother Yahya Israel. Come on.
Book of Revelation chapter 1. verse number 9 through 17 reads, Book of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, The revelation of Yahuwah the Son, which Yahuwah the Father gave unto him, to show unto his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his minister spirit unto his servant John. Verse number 2, who bear record of the word of Yahuwah, and of the testimony, covenant of Yahuwah the Son, and of all things that he saw. Verse 3, Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Verse number 9, I, John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Yahuwah the Son, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of Yahuwah, and for the covenant of Yahuwah the Son. Verse number 10, I was in the spirit on Yahuwah's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven congregations of Israel, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Verse number 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Verse number 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto Yahuwah the Son, clothed with a garment down to his foot, girded about the pack with a golden girdle. Verse 14. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they burnt in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. Verse 16. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth was a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. Verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it on down to verse 19. So now this guy, remember, John, the last time John seen him was like about 30-some A.D. See, John ain't seen him in 60-some years. So when he saw him, remember, John was called when you read Acts chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, when he was taken up. John was a part of seeing Yahuwah the Son leave. But now he showed up on John in 96 A.D., and that was about 63 years later. And when John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet. That's what he said he did, because he ain't seen the man in 60-some years. Now let's see what happened in verse 18 to 19.
Verse number 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah, qua. And have the keys of hell and of death. Verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
So John in 96 A.D., is the one on record by Yahuwah the Son personally telling him, write the things that you see and what's going to be hereafter. So when John put his pen down, the story was told, what he looked like and everything else. He wanted everybody to know what he looked like, because he knew there were going to be Christian pastors that's going to give an illustration. And this is the part that, you know, I have to say something, because the bottom line is, if I don't, you know, you have to give an illustration there, Thomas Dexter, because you gave an illustration from the Christian point of view. You know what's written in 3:48, and we just got to read recorded history by two of the descendants of Esau. They say, and listen, Leonardo da Vinci, he got the Pope, the second son of the Pope, and he had him to be the model in the book. And this guy is a descendant from murderers, robbers, and deceit, according to the book. That's why he gave you the title of the book. You look at the books. It's written in the books that the books would tell you the bordeaux by Marion Johnson, 1984, and by Maurice Hunt, Divine Face in Four, on page 18. They'll give you the total breakdown how they taken the deceit, murderer, destroying people of color, his second-born son, and making him the picture you're looking at right now. You know the picture your grandmama got all on it with the two presidents on both sides and him in the middle and then all that right there. You got the pictures and all that kind of stuff, the three, you know. Then you got the picture of white man Jesus. Listen, white man Jesus and black man Jesus don't man one on work. That's not his name. But this is the image that in right now, $20 million pastor will give an illustration about white man Jesus getting his back whooped. And that don't work nowhere in history. See, that was called flat out being deceit. See, maybe $20 million can make you do deceit, and that's exactly what it is. Because the Bible tells you what this man looked like. And it also said, if we say about this man in verse 13 again, and Revelation 1:13, everybody got that, Israel?
Book of Revelation 1, verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto Yahuwah the Son, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded about the path with a golden girdle.
Uh-huh. He had a garment on. He had a garment on, see, Reagan. This guy, they tell me he had a garment on. Let's go to the ninth chapter. We're going to read some recorded history what we're talking about. He had a garment on, see, right? The one of the Bible had a garment on. That what he had on, he had a garment on. We're going to Matthew chapter 9. And remember, we read in the article, it says the answers to every question that needs to be answered is in the Bible. That's what it says. And so that's what we come in at. We're going to give you the answers in the book. There's nothing wrong with you giving an illustration of Thomas Dexter. But you should never put white man up there getting his back whooped. Because there's no way in history white man got his back whooped nowhere. And no white man ain't died for you. Ain't no white man got his back whooped for you. Not white, really red, but we'll play your game with you. That illustration you gave before millions of people, you is total wrong, and you out of order time now. And that's why the Northern Six Camp got to step up and monitor all these things and take care of business and thus says Yahuwah. Because that's total wrong if you use the Bible. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, think of verse 20 down to verse 21. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 and 21.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse number 20, verse 21 reads, book of Matthew 9, verse 20. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21. For she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole.
Now, let's read about what you want to touch on the hem of his garment. Now, we found he had on a robe down, and let's find out what the definition of touch the hem of his garment. What you want to do is touch the hem of his garment, see, right? Now, this is in the Bible for a reason. Now, we go and look, record the history, and find out what does she want to touch. Now, read the recorded history. What you got there, brother, y'all got Israel?
Reality Compact Bible Dictionary by Zondervan, page number 224, and it reads, hem of a garment, fringes on the borders of the Israelite garment.
Ain't that something? Fringes see right here. See, Yahweh put all this in the Bible for you, in the Bible for you. Fringes see right here. If you a follower of this man, then automatically you're going to find out what he was working with, and you will work with the same thing. Because she knew that healing was in the fringes. If I can touch the fringes, that's where my healing is at. She understood that, Sierra. We don't understand anything now. That's why we let a $20 million pastor that, you know, big place, can sit there and give an illustration by using white man Jesus, even if you use black man Jesus, where the fringe is at. The healing is step with the healing that see, right? And that's why when Yahweh know what you're working with, you know you will not leave home without the fringes. That's what the man is trying to tell you. So now, and 2:18 of Revelation, can we talk a little bit more? Because he wanted John to be clear. Because we knew in time to come, it's going to be deceitful pastors giving illustrations, then that's the part you cross the line at. Because the Bible is the answer. And all you got to read is 2:18 in the Bible. John wrote 2:18 by the instructions of Yahweh the Son. And see what he said in 2:18.
Book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 18 reads, and unto the minister spirit of the congregation in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of Yahweh, who have his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
And his feet were like fine brass. And he drank a lot of wine in moderation, and his feet was like fine brass. We read earlier in 1:14-15 as they were burnt in a furnace. See, the only problem that you're doing to the right source if you want answers. Now, if you want answers, and say you want to help Paul Krause Jr., then you come to Voices of the True Israelites. You don't get a bunch of Christian pastors together because their vision is not clear on the Bible. They vision is not clear on the Bible. Take care of Christian, maybe not in this lesson, but we'll take care of it later. Because you got to understand it's a history starting with the Borgios family and the 1200s. They muffled out the tribes of Judas over there in Portugal and Spain, which is Tarshish and Jabbar's land, descendants of Japhetic people's land. They muffled in on that and taking the name of the land and everything. And now out of that come the picture that you falling down at your, in the image in your head now. That picture. And that's where you're totally wrong at. That's why we got to show soundly that what got to be said. Now, let's go get one more in Psalms. Give a couple more in Psalms there, Brother Yahdai Israel. In Psalms 64. Let's see what he says in 1 through 9 in Psalms 64. Now, the Middle Spirit is informing David about how they're going to operate. And it will fall a ministry to pick up on, you know, how they stay so far in front of you. They stay so far in front of you because you refuse to follow anything that the Bible, and they don't told you sound. They let the cat out of the bag. That COVID-19, 2021 ain't nothing but a trick from Satan the devil. But they got you all hemmed up. That one out of Satan got you emotional. The bottom line is, see right here, the Bible gonna stand. And what you have to do to stay in front of things, you got to keep your Yahuwah first. Now, I'll run back to, that was pretty good there last night, that brother. I don't run back to hear that again. In the fifth chapter of St. John, because that's very important. That's very important to understand. So you ain't got to go through all these problems in your body. You ain't got to have all these problems in your body. All you got to have is your Yahuwah before you. And I understand what this man is saying. You ain't got to have all these problems. Let's go back to the fifth chapter. Let's look at verse 1 through 4 and 7. That's all I want, 1 through 4 and 7 and 14. Let's go back to St. John chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, 7 and 14. What do you say that, Brother Yagdai, as well?
The book of St. John chapter 5, 1 through 4, verse 7, verse number 14 reads, Book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh the Son went up to the city of David. Verse number 2. And there he is at Yahweh Judah by the sheep market of Pool, which is called in the Shemitic tongue, including the word Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches. Verse number 3. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind halt, withered, waiting for the movement of the water. Verse number 4. For a minister's spirit went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease they had. Verse number 7. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another stepping down before me. Verse number 14. After Yahweh the Son found him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more. Lest a worse thing come unto you.
Amen. Now, once you understand the knowledge, sin no more, Steve, right? Sin no more. Do the worst thing that come upon you. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. You got to take the role and do what the man is telling you to do. Listen. You got pain in your body, right? Then listen. You got to change. You got to have your Yahuwah first. Give me that, you got to have, give me a Wisdom Solomon 16:12, that brother Yahuwah Israel. See, listen. We're trying to tell you exactly what to do. You got pain in your body, impotent, all stopped up, ain't nothing happening. It's written in the Bible exactly what you got to do. And it got to be a ministry somewhere that can just go read in the Bible and say what you got to do. As long as you got breath in your body to do the right thing, you will not have these problems with your body and nothing else if you do the right thing. But it starts right here. What you reading that, Brother Yahya? It starts right here. What you reading?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse number 12 reads, For it was neither herb nor mollifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
See that? The word here you see, right? And, 107 verse 20, just precept that. Listen, Psalm. Now we're going to precept that. So listen, see, right? What heals you first? If you don't obey the word, then whatever we tell you, it ain't going to work. If you decide to don't understand that Yahweh put past your wrist, he put something past your wrist, and 28 verse 12, the Deuteronomy. He you see that thing past your wrist? He did something past your wrist in the 28th chapter, verse 13 of Deuteronomy. What did he do past your wrist, that brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse number 12 reads, Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in this season, to bless all the work of your hand.
You see, the man said, right past your that wrist of yours. It's a blessing is in your hand, but you got to be doing what Yahuwah got written. Then we read that the sinners of Esau said, well, you know the answer lies in the book. But who going to bring the book out? Watch the other two Israelites. The answer, everything you want to know, it lies in the book. So what we're telling you how to help yourself and how you get the water troubled now. You ain't no middle spirit coming down and troubling no water now. Now you got to go get you some Epsom salt. And now you got to get you get that machine. What name of the machine again, Bobby? I got it left.
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool. You got to get a 3-foot whirlpool. You put that thing on side of your bathtub and turn that thing on and some nice hot water and let that water hit all on you, all on the pains in your body, like the athletes do, all around that old piece of neck of yours. Hit that water just running and hit you all kind of ways. You jump out that, but you got to have your Yahuwah right. Whirlpool, that's the only thing going to trouble the water for you, huh? Get your whirlpool, see, right? Get in that, get your, you ain't got to go buy no whirlpool bathtub. Get you a whirlpool. Matter of fact, brother, y'all got here, so you know, maybe throw the weekend out, give some price on them whirlpools, because I don't have 3-4 calls on them already. The whirlpool, get some prices on some whirlpool. So, listen, let me tell you something. You don't have to be in a condition you in right now in Israel, and we got to get your mind together, especially the 6th anointing camp, on how to take care of this business when time appointed. You ain't got to walk around all these pains in your body. You can't do nothing. And always, what's going on with you now? Oh, I'm down in my back. You're always down. You got to do the right thing. Keep your Yahuwah first. You got written in 107 verse 20.
The book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse number 20 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse number 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. He says his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
So you see, right? So you see what helps you? The word. If you ain't got the word, then we can't help you, because what's going to help you is the word. And the word don't work according to wisdom of Solomon 1, 2, or 5. See, understand something. He got it written that the mental spirit, what are you going to do if your mind ain't right? Wisdom of Solomon 5, 1 through 5 says what?
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse number 1 through 5 reads, Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 1 through 5. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 1. Love righteousness, Torah instructions, you that be judges of the earth. Take a Yahuwah with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. Verse number 2. For he will be found of them that trust him not, and show himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse 3. For forward thoughts separate from Yahuwah and his power. When it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse number 4, for to a malicious person, wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the person that is subject unto sin. Verse 5, for the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit, and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when Torah breaking cometh in.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, we got no animosity against anybody. Nobody. We're going to tell you what the Bible said. And Galatians 4:16 says what, brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse number 16 reads, Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse number 16. Am I therefore become your enemy, because I tell you the truth?
Luke, chapter 12, verse 51. See, we come to show you. Remember, we read in the early part of the history, Sean, that every ounce of lies in the pages of the book. You can't keep on following these organizations that have been deceiving you, these Christian organizations. Let me tell you like it is, Steve, right here. The Christian organizations do not have your interest in this. Something that was put together from Satan the devil in 321 A.D. after the Bible was closed in 96 A.D. So if you are Christian, if your family members are Christian, they are worshiping Satan the devil. But they don't know it. That's why we got to show soundly. Any Christian leader cannot lead the people of the book. They got the wrong image in their head going to pass on to you. It didn't make no sense that the video showing, well, you know, you go on your computer and put up the video of the brother is using the illustration with white man Jesus. You know, you don't stand before children of Israel with white man Jesus. I mean, you might leave the Bible out the way. They ain't never show up from Satan the devil. The man of the Bible got woolly hair, garments on, fringes on, dark-skinned man. As a matter of fact, he even showed his feet to Moses and 70 men. Let's see what his feet look like. Again, he said feet look like he's burnt in a furnace. He even showed his feet in the 24th chapter, verse 9 through 11 of the heavenly tablets of Moses. He was steering a big cloud, and all of a sudden he just taking his feet and just stuck it out to get written in the 24th chapter 9 through 11. So now he got it written, and 70 people plus Moses seen his feet, and look what they put in right in the 24th chapter 9 through 11. What they got written there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse number 9 through 11 reads, book of Exodus, chapter 24, verse 9. Then went up Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, 70 of the elders of Israel. Verse 10, they saw Yahweh of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven, in this clearness. Verse time 11.
Okay.
And upon the nobles of the family of Israel.
Yeah.
Laid not his hands.
Right, he didn't lay his hands, but he left them big black feet. A sapphire stone is blue black. Let's get one more in, because time, look at WC said, you know, Steve, you know time will run out on you again, because you still ain't talking right. Well. Let's get one more in there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's look at Isaiah 40, verse 31. Let's see what's written in Isaiah 40. That's what I keep telling you, Steve, right here. We are a reaction people. We react when they came up with that 91 and about how many shots you should get in your body. Listen to you right here. Listen. Understand one thing. 6 months from a year, if ain't this problem, it's going to be that problem. Your answer lies in the pages of the Bible. Not every time they show you something, you react to it. You need to react to what's written in this Bible. You've been set up on every angle, and now you better get the all these shots in you. And all you got to do is change your wicked ways on what you're doing with Yahweh, and he'll put that blessing over you, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. But you're not listening to the six anointed camps telling you the Bible is the answer on what you're supposed to be doing. Did you keep your Yahweh first? And where things fall, let it fall. You have to make sure you got your Yahweh first. Let's read Isaiah 40, verse 13. And we'll stop it right there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13 says, 31. Tell you something. Isaiah going to tell you something in 40, 31. What do you say in 40, 31?
The book of Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon Yahuwah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Ain't that something? You see the man just say, Judah just said, your only way back is not following a Christian movement and following that one eye faith. When you renew your strength and some dust says Yahuwah, that's the key. Baba Yah tell Israel, until we top of the Sabbath day at 7:30 tomorrow evening, you on the clock for your clothes, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. The other way is rolling out, Seer Israel, of Sea Royal. 13, to the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. Let's bring Mr. T up there for his final thoughts and dust says Yahuwah. Let's find out what Mr. T is. Final thoughts and thus says the Almighty Yahuwah. And remember one thing, the class starts on all locations at 7:30 tomorrow on the radio. And we'll be ready to give you whatever the slot allows to get you. 2 hours and whatever. But Mr. T is there. And one thing about it, see right here. We're going to put on the table one thing, thus says Yahuwah. Mr. T, you on the clock. Come on for your clothes. WCC. Mr. Tears will be muted for what you just got to do. Well, it's your radio station. You do what you want to do. So you do what you want to do there, WCC. Let's see if we go find Sister G Israel and bring her in. We'll see if we can run it down a little bit longer. So when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah meet you there, Seed Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, the pastor made a profound statement, the Christian pastor called Dexter. And I got to analyze this and see if it hold up the scripture. But I want to come back to Luke chapter 12, verse 51. Get warmed up first. What it said, pick up a verse, Luke 12, 51, that's Sister G Israel. We're going to pick it up right there for a minute and see what we can get out of Luke 12, verse 51. Let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 51. Luke 12, verse 51. Suppose you that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division.
You hear what he said? He said, you think that I came to give peace on earth? See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. You got this guy with this Christianity teaching. Didn't we the manager say it? Suppose that, that I came to give peace on earth? Give me a little bit more. What else do you say behind that?
52. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. 53. The father shall be divided against the son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
You hear that, see, right? So you say, now, wait a minute. Oh, what kind of teaching you got me at all this right here? He said, it's going to be, let's preach up that to Matthew 10:34. Read a little bit, you'll get our point. So, you see the man saying, so this Christianity is not telling you the truth. Did you hear the man say, I didn't come for all this old all this old pastor on the back. I came down, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Hold that point. In 12:46-50, let the man tell you the reason why he came on earth. Let him tell you for himself. Do you believe? Remember we read an article that answer lies in the Bible? Let him tell you why he came here. 12:46-50 of St. John. What did it say? Israel, chapter 12:46-50.
John 12, verse 46 to the world. That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I am not to judge the world, but to save the world, the 12 tribes of Israel. 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The one that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me Torah instruction, what I should say and what I should speak. 50. And I know that his Torah instructions is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what he said in 10:34. Let's read a little bit in 10:34. So he's saying that, listen, what I'm on, he said, what I'm on is not what I'm on, it's what the Father on. And that's the same thing we're trying to tell you. What the sister's on in camp, we not on what you on, we on what Yahweh the Son is on. Let's see what Yahweh the Son is saying in Matthew 10:34. Let's read a little bit and see what he's saying. Come on.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. 35. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. 38. And he that taketh not his covenant and followeth after me is not worthy of me. 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. 40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me not receiveth him that sent me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. 41. He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. 42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of water only in the name of a follower, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Mm-hmm. But well, that survives in the book in 2 Maccabees chapter 6. Let me tell you something. Well, we might make up. Yeah, 2 Maccabees 6:12. Let's see what it says in 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 12. Listen what he's saying. Because we read earlier in the article that all the answers lies in the book. See, it ain't about you looking at that one-eyed Satan getting an answer. All the answers in the page of the book. You got to sit on the right ministry to see what the Bible's saying. In 2 Maccabees 6:12 says what?
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 12. Now I beseech those that read this book that they be not discouraged for these calamities, but that they judge those punishments not to be for destruction, but for a chastening of our nation.
Read that again. Read that again, Sister Jesus. What did he say in 2 Maccabees 6:12 again? What was said again?
Now, I beseech those that read this book that they be not discouraged for these calamities, but that they judge those punishments not to be for destruction, but for a chastening of our nation.
So he said, the punishment you're going through is just to correct you, to get straight before I kill you, other man saying. He said, you put yourself in this position. Now the book can get you out of position. So when you hear, don't get discouraged about hearing all this good stuff written out of the Bible. Just make a correction when you hear it. See, a lot of things you got to make a correction on, but the Christians is not going to make a correction on. Now I'm going to pick up at 13 down to verse 19. And found some things that the Christians is not going to make up. If you're a Christian, this book will always discourage you. Because when you find out this is written in this Bible, you will look at it kind of strange. 10 down to verse 19 says what?
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 13 through 19. Verse 13. For it is a token of his great goodness when wicked doers are not suffered any long time, but forthwith punished. 14. For not as with other nations whom Yahuwah patiently forbeareth to punish till they become to the fullness of their sins, so dealeth he with us. 15. Lest that, being come to the height of sin, afterwards he should take vengeance of us. 16. And therefore he never withdraweth his mercy from us. And though he punish with adversity, yet does he never forsake his people. 17. But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us. And now will we come to the declaring of the matter in few words. 18. Eleazar, one of the principal scribes, an aged man, and of a well-favored countenance, was constrained to open his mouth and to eat swine's flesh. 19. But he, choosing rather to die gloriously, greatly, than to live stained with such an abomination, spit it forth and came of his own accord to the torment.
Now look at that. And now we eat that pig, and every Christian that I know and every Christian you know will eat that hog, they eat that hog all day long. See, that's what we're trying to tell you, see, right? Do you know the children of Israel did not eat that way? And everybody that you, them sun worshiping pastors, they eat more hog than the hog himself. The children of Israel never ate that stuff, see, right? This is why you messed up with them pills, high blood pressure, all types of abominations in your system. You did. The children of the Bible, the book, did not eat pork. They did not eat rice, beans, chicken, and cow. They didn't eat pork, see, royal. the Eliezer said, before I stain my armor, I ain't going to play like I'm eating pork with you, because when you invite into any of these meetings with these Christians, they're going to have some pork there, and you trying to cut a deal with them over some pork. It's written in Leviticus chapter 11, 1 and 2, about you, the children of Israel, what to do and what not to do. Then we read earlier, the answer lies in the book. He's telling you some things that you don't do. But if you hang around them Christians, that's all they're going to eat, cow, the chicken, and the pork. But you know, Yahweh got it written in the Leviticus chapter 11. What did that written? Let's read a bit. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what we're talking to. Let's see if he said anything to a Christian in the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2.
Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 through 2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth.
These are the beasts you should eat upon all of the earth. These are the beasts you should eat. This is what you're supposed to eat. And what did he tell you in verse number 6?
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 6. And the hair, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you.
He said, you don't eat no rabbit. You don't eat no rabbit. You don't let nobody invite you over and they got some good rabbit. It ain't no good rabbit. That's what the hair is, rabbit. You don't eat no rabbit food. He's not talking to the Christian. He's talking to the children of Israel. And you know, the Islamic people got all the stores. They got plenty of rabbit and every other thing waiting on you. Hey, man, I got some good rabbit for you. You eat the rabbit? No, we don't eat no rabbit. But we know you do. You see that scene right here? That's why everybody come in your community and they get full of pockets full of money. They know you love some rabbit and everything contrary to this Bible. What it says in verse 7.
And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you.
You don't eat no pig, period. It ain't no such thing. This is the other white meat. You don't eat no pig, period, see, right? He told you the answer's in the Bible. You don't eat no hog at no time. Not the children of the book. What he say in 8 down to verse 12?
8. Their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. 9. These shall you eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall you eat. 10. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. 11. They shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcasses, but you shall have their carcasses in abomination. 12. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you.
The average Christ, the average Christian pastor in the congregation, they lured them some catfish. They lured them some catfish and some shrimp and some frog legs and all that kind of stuff. Listen, see, Ray. People of the Bible did not eat that stuff. That's why you messed up today, and that's why Yahweh have turned his face from you. And he's telling you now the answer lies in the book. You don't eat that kind of way. And you don't eat no 29 neither. What's that in 29?
29. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoise after his kind.
He said, so if you, so you let somebody I'll give you some turtle, your mama tell me while you're there, give me some weasel and some mouse. So when you're eating that turtle, your mama eat some weasel and a mouse too. All of them in the same family, the weasel, the turtle, and the mouse tied to the hip, according to Yahweh, telling Moses, don't be eating no turtle. I'm telling you, don't be eating no turtle. If you do eat some turtle, your mama will cap it off with some weasel and a mouse. Weasel and a mouse all tie in together when you're eating that way. 45 through 47 says what?
Verse 45 through 47. For I am Yahweh that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt from Israel to be your Yahweh. You shall therefore be righteous, for I am righteous. 46. This is the Torah instructions of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and of every creature that creepeth upon the earth. 47. To make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten.
Mr. Christian pastor, you can't pray over no hog and the blessing of Yahweh on it. You can't pray over no pig feet, shrimp, and lobster, and turtle. You can't pray over it and eat it. He told Job to take care of that in 14 verse 4. You can't pray over unclean food. Preacher going to bless it with his self. And he going to get the first shot of that pig and shrimp. It don't work like that with the Bible open. 14 verse 4, look what he's saying, Job.
Job chapter 14 verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one.
See that thing right here? Your pastor, your Christian pastor, cannot take hog, pray over it and fall all over the food, a hog, and make it clean. He said, not one Christian pastor can do so. Your daddy can't do it. Your mama, your auntie can't do it neither. You can't pray over no hog and eat no hog. See that? Not one can do that. Let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 13 and 14 says what? Romans 13, 13 and 14.
Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. 14. But put you on Yahweh the Son, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
You see? So man can't, you got to straighten up. Now, I got to get back on, I got to come back to old TD Jakes again. Dexter, I got to come back to you again. In Romans chapter 8, verse 16, you know, I got the message on you. Now, you drop this scripture down, and you showed them white man Jesus, and you drop this scripture down right here on them. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. And let's see what it says, Romans 8, 16.
Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, and we are the children of Yahuwah.
The Spirit bear witness, we are the children of Yahuwah. Now, Pastor, what did you mean by we are the children of Yahuwah? Do you know it's written in the Bible in 119:104? What is written in 119:104? What's written?
Psalm 119, verse 104. Psalm chapter 119, verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
Yeah. Let's go back to Jeremiah again before we kind of tackle this right here, that we are the children of Yahuwah. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 6 through 9. Let's get this on this tape right here. Jeremiah 28:6-9 says what?
Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 6 through 9. Even the seer Jeremiah said, hallelujah, do so. Yahuwah, perform your words, which you has prophesied, to bring again the vessels of Yahuwah's temple and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. 7. Nevertheless, hear you now this word that I speak in your ears and in the ears of all the people. 8. The seers that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. 9. The seer which prophesies of peace, when the word of the seer shall come to pass, then shall the seer be known that Yahuwah has truly sent him.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
The seers that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence.
Right. So seers of old letting you know about war is coming on you, pestilence is coming on you, all these things is going to happen to you. And let's precept that to 2 Ezra chapter 9, and we'll pick it at verse 7 down to verse 14. So we're going to precept that real quick. Let's see what he said now. He said, now, they told you about these. So in the seer that's rough and salty, he's going to tell you exactly what's going to come upon you. And so Ezra going to get a little shot in here at a verse, chapter 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 7 down to 14. What did he say?
2 Ezra, chapter 9, verses 7 through 14, verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith, strong belief in the covenant, whereby you have believed, 8, shall be preserved from the said perils, and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders, for I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. 9. then shall they be in pitiful case, which now have abused my ways, and they that have cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torments. 10. For such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me. 11. And they that have loathed my Torah instructions while they had yet liberty, and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not, but despised it. 12. The same must know it after death by pain. 13. And therefore, be you not curious how the ungodly shall be punished and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created. 14. Answered I and said.
So you see? So what are we trying to tell you? This is the way. The wicked will be punished. And those that have got the benefit of these things, like the pastor with the $20 million, but he's using deceit with the $20 million instead of doing what Yahweh got written in the 8th chapter, verse 17 through 19 of Deuteronomy. Let's see what he got written. Let's see what he says in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, particularly verse 11, get down to 17 through 19. So he's telling you something. See, right, he opened the door for you to do the right thing. It's up to you to do the right thing as it's written. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17 through 19 says what?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11 and 17 through 19. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, in not keeping his Torah instructions and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. 17. And you say in your mind, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. 18. Shall remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers as it is this day. 19. Mm-hmm. And it shall be that you do it all forget Yahweh, your Yahweh, and walk after other false Yahwehs, and serve them and worship them. I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish.
Well, let me show you how what he means by that. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 6. Let's get a case in point. Let's go to 1 Maccabees chapter 6 and skip down to verse 6. 1 Maccabees chapter 6, stick to verse 1 and skip down to verse 6. Let me give you a case in point.
1 Maccabees chapter 6. Verses 1 and 6. First Maccabees chapter 6, verse 1. About that time, King Antiochus, traveling through the high countries, heard saying that Elismus in the country of Persia was a city greatly renowned for riches, silver, and gold. Lysias, who went forth first with a great power, was driven away of Judah, and that they were made strong by the armor and power and store of spoils, which they had gotten of the armies whom they had destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we find out that when you got to Yahuwah right, you were in business with Yahuwah. Let's go to the second book of the book of Maccabees and pick up at 6, verse 6. Second book of Maccabees, I mean, same book, but make it the second book and pick up at 6, 6. This is real good what he got Rick in 6, verse 6.
Second Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 1 and 6. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens, a tell Yahdah Judah to depart from the Torah instructions of their fathers and not to live after the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
6.
Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days or ancient feasts or to profess himself at all to be Yahdah Judah.
Good.
7. And in the day of the king's birth, every month they were brought by bitter constraints to eat of the sacrifices. And when the feast of Bacchus was kept, Yahdah Judah were compelled to go in procession to Bacchus carrying ivy. 8. Moreover,
That's good. So, go ahead. Give me a couple more verses on that time set. Go ahead.
8. Moreover, there went out a decree to the neighbor cities of the nations, Esau and his 5 sons, by the suggestion of Ptolemy against Yahdah Judah, that they should observe the same fashions, customs, and be partakers of their sacrifices. 9. And whosoever would not conform themselves to the manners of Yahdah Judah should be put to death. Then might a man have seen the present misery.
You see that? So now there go your introduction of birthdays and baby showers and everything else. Days, what you doing on your birthday? This is my birthday. I'm going to have a birthday party. Here go your origin of birthday parties, birthdays, and what you doing on the birthday, baby showers, and all that coming out of Esau and his 5 sons. That's the introduction of birthday parties, birthday cards, everything right there. So there go your origin of right there. And who is coming from? Not from Yahuwah. It's coming from Esau and his 5 sons. Right there. So now, it's your birthday. What you get me for my birthday? There go your origin right there of birthday parties, birthday gifts, and everything else that is written right there. Now, I'm going to go back to T.D. Jakes again. You read verse 8:16, and he put the face of Esau and Yahuwah, Esau and the 5 sons, on we are the children of Yahuwah. But we're going to go to 10. We're going to precept 10:1 and see is that so. Let's go to Romans 10:1. Let's find out who. Now, this is the part they leave out. So when they leave out, they read 8:16, we are the children of Yahuwah, what he said, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's find out in 10:1 what the Bible is saying. The same book we live in. We're still in Romans. Well, let's see what it says in 10:1.
Romans chapter 10:1. Brethren, my heart's desire, my mind's desire and prayer to Yahuwah for Israel is that they might be saved.
See that? So that was for the peoples of Yahuwah. It was the peoples of Israel. That's the part the Christians leave out. the Christians is not the peoples of Yahuwah. The children of Israel is. Let's just look at what it got in Psalms 10, verse 7.
Psalm 10, verse 7. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity.
You hear that, Bible man? So now let's look at another statement. And St. John 11:52, we're going to see we precept and get another verse out in the closing statement. Let's see what it says in St. John 11:52.
John chapter 11, verse 52. John chapter 11, verse 52. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of Yahuwah, the 12 tribes of Israel that were scattered abroad.
So we found out it was a people that were scattered, a people that were scattered. And we're going to get a name on through the precept, who these people that were scattered. And let's see if we get a name on the people that were scattered. Go to Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 2 and 8. Let's find out who's scattered. See, you got to be able to run scripture down, see, right? You just can't put a title on the Christians and everybody. No, see, no. You got the people that were scattered, you got to read a scripture to see who's scattered that we all can read together. Nehemiah 1, verse 2 and 8.
Nehemiah chapter 1, verses
2 and 8.
2 and 8. Hananiah, one of my brethren, came. He and certain men of Yahgah Judah, and I asked them concerning Yahgah Judah that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Yahgah Judah, the southern kingdom. 8. Remember, I beseech you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations.
So you see, so now you see, the peoples of Yahuwah is the one that's scattered among the nations, see, right? And you don't say nothing about no Christians that's scattered among the nations. It tells you who's scattered among the nations is Israel. Now, let's see what Tobit said in 13, chapter 3 through 5. So that's why you got to let watch these Christians, see, right here. They have the Christians, they have Esau getting his back whooped and talking about his youth. And then you have the wrong person sitting at the table. You can't have the fox sitting at the table with the chickens. Well, the fox going to see how he can lock the door and wear out some chickens. You got to understand these things, see, right here. That Christianity is the worst of drug. It's worse than taking battery acid and sticking to your head with a needle. Christianity, that's the worst of drug you can get. So that thing turn upside down. Christianity. Proverbs chapter 13, 3 down to verse 5. Listen good.
Proverbs chapter 13, verses 3 through 5. Tobit, chapter 13, verse 3. Confess him before Esau and his five sons, you children of Israel, for he has scattered us among them.
Hold on, not in this case. In this case, right here, Gentile, Esau ain't in power. Now, this is all of Syrians and everybody else and Medes and Persians. So them Gentiles he talking about right now is Medes and Persians, and he talking about Assyrians. Go ahead.
Confess him before the nations, you children of Israel, for he has scattered us among them. 4. There declare his greatness and extol him before all the living, for he is our Yahweh, and he is Yahweh, our Father, forever. 5, and he will scourge us for our iniquities, and will have mercy again, and will gather us out of all nations among whom he has scattered us.
Mm-hmm. So, and they pulled that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 27, and closing statement, because the WCC saying, you know, your time has run out there. That's enough for you for tonight. Well, it's your radio station. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 27, the closing statement, that's Sister G. Israel. Let's see what it says. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 27. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 27. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh of your fathers giveth you. Verse 27, and Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
Well, I need to get another verse in behind that. Was that prophesied in 2864 Deuteronomy? Prophesied. What was prophesied in Deuteronomy 28:64, and that's it. We'll leave it like that to tomorrow at 7:30.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there you shall serve a false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
You see that? Christianity and Islam. See that? It's already prophesied that you're going to be Christianity or you'll be Islam. See that? There's what they see right here. Sister G. Israel, action began on your part. I'm about to close the segment to tomorrow at 7:30, and we'll get back at it again. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Think about it. The world must be exposed by the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. And we have to be the one to open the books up. Understand one thing, it's no reward for you being Islamic, Muslim, Christian. It's no reward for that. Your only reward is return back to Yahweh's word that's written in his Bible. The blessing is when you turn back to Yahweh and his word. What he got written in his Bible, we have to do it. And we have to love doing it. And loving Yahweh is keeping his Torah instructions. You got to put them fringes on. The blessing is in the fringes. The fringes is right past your wrist. It's your hand. The blessing is already there. You ain't got to wait on no sewing machine. Put them fringes on. Get the blessing of Yahweh. People just waiting for us to show them the way. The only one to show them the way is the six anointed camps. So we'll catch you all tomorrow at 7:30. Them, and Yahweh be with you all. And WCC, you can take it over from here.
Beaches.